also say when it comes to the decision of moving to Germany, I like what you said in terms of what is it that I want and need individually, for both to communicate that boldly and confidently, and then to really sit down and say, okay, because maybe those wants and needs are different from each other. Germany is a country that can open the door to both those wants and needs.
Hello and welcome to Inside Deutschland, your guide to careers in Germany, season 2. This podcast provides you with insight into working in Germany and tips on how to navigate opportunities and challenges across the German labor market. I'm your host, Jessica Schuler, a Germany-focused career coach, trainer, and international educator. As part of the Inside Deutschland podcast, I interview people from all over the globe who've been successful in Germany and who have interesting insights and expertise on what working in Germany is actually like, so you can learn from their experience. Love the topic of this episode may at first glance not seem to fit into a podcast about careers. However, love and relationships can have a huge impact on your international career choices. It also has an impact on your general well-being and sense of home, and is therefore an important part of the whole process of moving to a new country. Maybe you've had to leave your partner behind to start a new job abroad. Or your partner's already in Germany, and the next step is to decide if you should join them. On this episode, we will be covering questions such as, what happens to your relationship when you move to Germany for your career? What is dating life in Germany like? And how can you manage bicultural love across borders? Before I introduce our guests for today, I would like to know what your experience has been with relationships and love across cultures and countries. We'd love to hear more about your bicultural love stories and experiences in the comments section. You can also write us via our online feedback form, which is linked in the show notes. And now to introduce our guests. Jen and Yvonne are experts on every topic imaginable when it comes to navigating careers and life in Germany. They founded Simple Germany, a multi-channel expat self-education platform in 2020. They offer video content to help you settle into your life and career in Germany, as well as in-depth guides and their academy as a learning hub on their website. But today, we're going to talk about something a little bit more personal, something they are also experts in, love. As a bicultural couple, Jen's from Guatemala and Yvonne is from Germany, and business partners, they can offer insights into their experiences of dating, navigating cultural differences, and supporting each other while building a career in Germany. Thank you both for being here today and welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us.
Can you start by telling us a little bit about your backgrounds and how you met?
Yes, for sure. Should I start first?
Yes, please.
Okay, so my name is Jen, and I'm originally from Guatemala. I feel like we're doing a YouTube introduction here. I was born and raised in Guatemala, and I moved to Budapest actually in 2012. I lived there for 2.5 years, and then I didn't really feel much at home there, so I immigrated to Germany in 2014, and I've been in Dusseldorf ever since. I originally moved here to find a better quality of life and better career opportunities, to also love openly because I'm queer, to have all the perks of Germany pretty much in terms of lifestyle. And I'm very happy here because I feel like I have achieved all of those things.
Fantastic. I have to correct you on your timeline.
Yes.
It's 2 years earlier.
2010.
You always get it confused every single time.
Okay,
it's okay. Numbers are not your strong suit. Anyways, my name is Yvonne. I'm originally German. I'm from Bonn. Yvonne from Bonn. It's been my ongoing joke to remember my name, which was very important when I worked on cruise ships for 4 years during and after my studies. They really took me around the world. And I'd always been the German that wants to leave Germany as I was growing up. The one that found Germany too boring and stuck up and bureaucratic and just boring in a way. So I, ventured out and got my fair taste of the world. And at some point I thought, you know what? Maybe I need to give Germany a try. Particularly also seeking or realizing that seeing the world is not everything, but actually having meaningful relationships is. So I thought on land that is a lot easier than jumping from one ship to another.
Literally.
Literally. I moved back to Germany at the age of 25 and started looking for jobs, which was not easy. Also, I had very many cultural differences and culture clashes. But I ended up in Düsseldorf, and that's where we met. I would say after I moved to Düsseldorf, probably around a year, almost 10 months later, we met at playing at practice for a crazy Irish sport called Gaelic football.
Okay. Yes, which I do believe that they invented the sport when they were drunk. No offense if anyone in the audience is Irish, but it's just really a crazy sport. It's like a mix of rugby, ping pong, basketball, football, American football. It's a mix of everything. Yes, and we met in 2014.
14,
yeah, and we were both employed for the longest time. And in 2020, we started together Simple Germany. And that's kind of like, I guess, the reason why we're here. So thank you again for the invitation, Jessica. And yeah, that's our little story.
And you both are obviously from different countries, different continents. What types of cultural differences have you had to confront throughout your relationship?
Oh, that's a good... So how much time do we have on the podcast? No, I'm kidding. Joking is not that bad. I can speak my first cultural shock. And that is, we were at a farewell party from a dear friend in Germany. She's Spanish and she was moving abroad to Ireland, actually, funnily enough, nothing to do with the Gaelic football, just like independent of that. And we were at her farewell party and she was like, oh, you're going to come to visit to Ireland, to Dublin. And I'm like, yeah, for sure. And Ivana's immediately like, no, sorry, we won't be able to go. And I was like kicking her under the table, like, what do you mean, man? Like,
say yes.
Yes, say yes. And she's like, sorry, no, but we already have all of our holidays planned for this year. We don't have any more vacation days. Weekends are full for the rest of the year. I think it was like October or something. Mm. So this year we're not going to Dublin.
So why should I say yes when I know it's going to be a no? That's just giving
precise,
false hopes.
Right?
Exactly. And I was like, oh my God, I felt so embarrassed. And I was like, yeah, so, but we'll get there someday. To be honest, we actually never went to see her.
Maybe that was a little bit my fault, yes.
So, yeah. But there I was like, because in Latin America, you say yes to everything, right? Even if you don't 100%, not that you don't mean it, but you just don't know how it's going to happen, but you're open to the idea and you say yes. Mm-hmm. However, in Germany, it's like a yes means commitment, right?
I'll be
totally
there.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Yeah. 100%. So one thing that we totally established, we learned, I would say, after a few months of really dating and being together, is that we need a shared calendar.
Yeah.
So that is definitely, I would say, a big help to advance communication in, let's say, a couple that is not on the same page in how what a yes and a no mean.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. Definitely. Because it also happened to us that we had multiple events for the weekend and I hadn't put my event on the calendar and we were overbooked suddenly. So, yeah, so now we have a shared calendar and everything needs to be first checked in the calendar before it can be added or accepted.
So you're kind of taking German solutions then to these cross-cultural relationship conundrums.
Well, yeah, because the German solutions tend to be the most efficient ones. If we would go the Latino way, oh my God, it would be very chaotic.
How about when we are in Guatemala or in the US where most of Jen's family lives, I would say, but still in a very Latino lifestyle?
Yes, right? Definitely.
Yeah, yeah. There, I have to pull out my patience card and yes, and, you know, be a bit calmer and
relax.
Things don't need to be planned.
Yes.
We'll just go day by day.
Yes.
Actually, we just go hour by hour. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it kind of depends on the environment, I would say.
Yeah, definitely.
Tell us a little bit about how you ended up starting Simple Germany. Whose idea was it?
Actually, the idea itself was Yvonne's.
Mm-hmm.
And we were sitting at our dinner table in our small old apartment where we lived for 10 years together. And it came at a moment where we wanted to start something on our own, have our own project, and go into this unknown journey. And I remember this. We were talking about the scenario where in my previous company, I had this colleague from Egypt and she came like super stressed one day in the morning and she asked to talk with me. And I was like, yeah, sure. What's up? She's like, but can we go to a meeting room? And I'm like, okay, what's wrong? You know, and then she closed the door and then she looked at me like super worried. She's like, Jen, I just came from my Sparkasse and the lady there told me all these insurances I need to get. And I feel very uncomfortable because I kind of feel like she's just asking for my money and she's making me very scared that if I don't do this and I do that, I'm going to get in trouble in Germany. And I smiled a little bit because I had been in that situation where my Sparkasse agent told me the same things. But the advantage kind of is that I had Yvonne. So I went to ask her and she's like, oh, no, you don't need all of that. You just need to really have the Haftpflichtversicherung, like the private liability insurance. And the rest, it highly depends on the lifestyle that you want and if you want to build roots in Germany and all these things. So I felt empowered to tell the same thing to my colleague, my Egyptian colleague. So we were talking about these situations. And then Yvonne is like, you know, we already do this in our private life where people ask us questions with other bicultural couples. We talk about the same things, culture shocks in Germany, how do you call them, the bureaucracy. So what if we do that as a topic and focus on that and try it out? And we call it Simple Germany because what's the opposite of what Germany is? Simple. So.
And so you both are doing this now full time, right? So how can I imagine this? Are you spending like the whole day working together and then you're also, you know, with each other in the evenings? How do you manage the fact that that might get a little bit old after a while? If I'm thinking back to my COVID days with my husband, I'm like, ooh, I don't know if I could manage that. You know, how do you work together and enjoy life together?
So oddly enough, one of the reasons why I wanted to be self-employed with Jen was to spend every single minute with her. I had many moments in my life where, again, I realized that the time with people we love matters most. And I have encountered myself in multiple situations where I was away from her. And I was like, why am I here? This doesn't make any sense. I don't belong here. I belong with her. So answering that means that is still true. And I literally enjoy every single minute. Doesn't matter whether we talk about Simple Germany, talk about something else, dream about life, take a walk by the Rhine, cook a delicious meal. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't get tired. It doesn't get old because it's just a very, very loving, respecting, exciting relationship.
Yeah, I couldn't say it anymore. Oh my God, you're making me cry.
I know, it's so cute. I love it.
I know, and I agree. And I feel like Yvonne and I, we are so aligned. I don't know. I don't know if it's the universe really that brought us together, but we're so aligned in so many ways, right? And actually, look forward to spending every minute with you as well every day. And I mean, the other day we were like, wow, we've been doing Simple Germany for 4 years. And it feels, sometimes mm-hmm. it feels like we started yesterday. Every day is a new adventure. Every day is so much fun. And I would say rarely or never have I felt like, oh my God, I need some distance. Like, get out of here. You know, it's more like, oh, what are we going to do today together? Additional to all the other things we do together.
Yeah. And what language are you normally communicating in then?
We like to call it infused English.
Okay.
So that is
like one of those olive oils you buy at the nice olive oil store.
Oh yeah, right. Like infused with truffle.
So it's English with some Spanish and some German in it. And
yeah. But we have to clarify some Guatemalan Spanish.
Some Guatemalan Spanish, yes.
Yeah. And some German in it, but mainly English for sure. Yeah, yeah. We met in English and we kind of believe like it's, in our opinion, right? Like it's only fair to keep the language that is not a mother tongue to either of us. Because if it would be German, Yvonne would have so much more of an advantage. If it would be Spanish, I would have so much more of an advantage. But in English, we can communicate well, we can express each other well, and that's the language that we decided and we keep on having English. Yeah.
Have you been able to find other couples that have kind of the similar or the same mix or a similar mix of languages too?
Definitely. I would say languages 100%. However, it's very difficult to find other Guatemalans in Germany. We have found a few nowadays, but I'd say only in the recent year.
Yeah.
Mexicans, there's more of Mexicans. It's a bigger country. I would say it's the closest thing to home in a way, right? Yeah. In terms of community. And we have quite a few Mexican-German couples around. And also US-German.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those are, I would say, the most represented.
Definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. It's something that I've found to be really helpful in considering, you know, how do I need to negotiate certain things in my relationship, right? And how do I deal with certain cross-cultural miscommunications, right? I think listening to how other couples go through their life and their situations and how they manage things can be really helpful. And also the whole question of, do we stay or do we go? Is that something that you ever talk about?
Ooh, do we stay or do we go now? Yeah. Sorry, I had to sing that. So yes, we have wondered whether we should stay in Germany. And we were actually, when we were both full-time Simple Germany, we had suddenly, oh my God, we can work from anywhere. I have my German citizenship. We're not tied to like a job in Germany. Where do we go? So we kind of like toyed with the idea a little bit and we explored in our way, living like a month in Portugal, a month in Spain, seeing what's up. And to be honest, I have to be the very first one to admit that when we came back to Germany, I even sang the national anthem because I was so happy to be back home. You know, like I was so happy because I have gotten so used to how things in Germany work, you know, like, and being in these countries, it's beautiful in terms of sunshine and beaches and stuff like that. But the way things are done there reminds me too much of home. You know, a little bit of the lack of reliance fully, the chaos, the everything is possible to relax.
The infrastructure.
And so when I'm in Germany, I'm like, yes. So we have played with the idea, but at this point we both concluded, I concluded, and then I guess it's your home, so for you it's fine, that Germany is my home. At least for the time being, you know, I'm super happy here. Yeah, every day, not every day, but sometimes I'm just standing somewhere and I'm like, wow, I'm in Germany, man. Like, that's so cool. I need to like pinch myself. Is this true? Is this true that you actually live here? How about you? Have you thought of...
It's a constant conversation. It's an ongoing constant conversation. It still is today between my husband and I, because I'm US American and he is German. And so we are, you know, on a world scale, we're just really privileged in that we can move between, you know, Europe and the US, which are great labor markets. They're great places to live, depending on what you're looking for and what you want. And he loves the US and I love Germany.
Oh, interesting. So he wants to move back and you want to stay.
I mean, it's a transition phase, right? We are deciding on a country at some point here. But yeah, so it's, you know, there's positives and negatives to every single decision. So Jen, I was going to ask you, how was that for you to make the decision? Like, okay, I'm staying here. I'm not going to go back.
Yes. I would say, actually, funnily enough, I just recorded a video today talking about that, actually. So it's really fresh off my mind. No, I'm kidding. Of course, it's my life. I know. But actually, after 4 years of being in Europe, because I lived the first 2.5 in Budapest, and I was close to my 2-year mark in Germany, I went back to Guatemala for the very first time in 4 years. And I felt actually what I hadn't felt in a long time, and that I was like in the sense of I was at home, you know. So I was actually planning to move back to Guatemala City. And during that same time, when I came back to Germany, I was like crafting my whole plan and everything. And life kept on going on in Germany. Of course, I couldn't just pack my bags and leave. I needed money and plan and all these things. And during that time, I met Yvonne, actually. And she came at a really moment, at a crossroads in my life, where actually Yvonne really empowered me and reminded me why I moved to Germany. Like I told you, I had like these three reasons, you know, like career path. I wanted to be openly gay and love someone. But most importantly, I wanted a country where I could feel safe. Mm-hmm. Guatemala City is a very violent city, and I had seen a lot of violence in my life. But all of that somehow went out the window. You know, when I went back, I forgot about all the bad, you know, like in a breakup, right? You meet someone again after a year, so, oh my God, this person is so awesome. And you forget all the bad things.
Right. It's the honeymoon phase.
Exactly. Totally. Yeah. So after I met Yvonne, like really, I think she sparked this fire within me again that I cannot give up. I came here for a reason. I found love, which obviously not at first sight, that would be creepy, but like after a few months of dating and I knew, you know, it was serious. I found that and I can make everything else work. And it wasn't easy. It was really years of actually putting effort. I changed my careers. I learned how to code. And with that, I was able to open new career opportunities for myself. And just through time, as I was achieving kind of like all the dreams that I had, it became more clear to me that Germany was the country that I had aimed for and that I dreamed to live in. So at the end of the day, it all just clicked. And like I said, I tried a month living here and there, but no, it's just Germany calls me.
Did you never have homesickness again?
No, of course I have homesickness, 100%. I mean, I'm still Guatemalan, you know? But I think also what helps me is that my family lives in the U.S. So what I have at home, what I call home, is Guatemala City. It's childhood friends and all the memories and food, of course, that I can't get here. So, of course, I have days of homesickness. Like, why is everyone here so strict? So I also have those days, even though I have become a little bit more German myself. But definitely there are those days and I cannot erase those days. But I just have a few mechanisms to cope with those days. And that has helped me so far. And just to keep present that, you know, this is my dream and I'm actually living it.
Absolutely. I mean, there are also some external factors, too, that can help create happiness. And I think your three reasons can also show us what those external factors could be. And, you know, they were safety and then also being able to love freely who you want to love. And I'm wondering if you can talk a little bit about what that, you know, what dating looks like in Germany for queer people and what it is like to be a queer couple at the beginning. What does that look like for people who are outside of Germany, who are in the LGBTQ+ community?
So in our opinion, the way we have lived it and are living it, it is like any other relationship because we just never made a big deal about it. We were both aware of, we already found ourselves beforehand in a way. We don't act any different way, but we do know from our community that we have a lot of queer community members in our community. Also from countries where, let's say, it's either frowned upon for society or persecuted legally. And there, in that case, if they were already a couple beforehand in, let's say, their home country, there it's a whole different story because they're really relearning that it's okay to hold hands on the street. They're relearning it's okay to give each other a kiss in public. I think all depends on where you're coming from and your perspective that you had. For us, it was never a question because, first of all, we met in Germany. Like, Jen didn't come to Germany for me in that sense.
I came for you. I just didn't know it. Yeah.
So, to be honest, our life, also living in Düsseldorf, I think where you live makes a difference. We often get the question, and I'd say as long as it's a big city, you should be perfectly fine and respected. We do know from people in smaller towns that this can be more conservative, but at the end of the day, everyone needs to make their own experience, right? Mm. But for us, we literally live like everyone else does. It's not a topic. It's never been a question, or we never had to explain ourselves, even at work. It is just part of complete normal society. So I think that's the best picture I can paint, that it is not something to explain or to stand out with or to feel weird about.
What type of advice do you give other couples who are moving to Germany for work and or for love?
Ooh, good question. What kind of advice do we give? Well, I would say, actually, maybe we can talk about an example. We used to have a Discord server and we had a few community members there. And someone asked, how do I convince my partner to move to Germany? This person was from Japan and they lived in the US. The partner, I believe, had some relationship to Germany, but wasn't German per se. And a lot of the community members actually answered the question very thoughtfully from their experience. And they all kind of said, like, first of all, actually convincing is kind of like the wrong word because you shouldn't convince anyone. More like, maybe talk about it. You need to both decide that this is what you want to do. Because if you move to a new country and you already have difficulties in your relationship, that move is just going to maybe bring those issues up even bigger. Or how do you say it? Like, it's like a magnifying glass that's just going to make everything just bigger. So you both need to be super sure that this is something that you want to do. Because like you mentioned, like, what is the reason? Sometimes there's one puller, let's call, like the person that gets the job and then the other person joins. Sometimes it's both people that they want to absolutely move to Germany and it's both of their dreams. So it highly depends on which situation. But definitely is that you need to be sure that you want to move here. And
I would say communication is key, as with absolutely everything, right? Like you just said, if it's very likely that one moves first, just because it's very unlikely that both get a job at the same time, or both get a study position at the same time, or whatever is the pull, like bureaucratic, the legal aspect of actually getting that permit, that residence permit in Germany. And I think communication is key in terms of what do you expect from each other? Are you just seeking adventure? And this is like a 2-3 year rodeo. Is this a lifelong move? Are kids involved? I think there's so many aspects one needs to consider. And it all goes back to the why. Why even think of that move? And also what the people in the community, or the answers all portrayed, is really you need to be aware of what you're moving to and not what you're running away from.
Yes, I love that.
What Jen just said is whatever you might not like about yourself or your environment where you're currently at, that will come back up regardless of where you are. Even if the environment externally changed in terms of it's safer, I can be queer. If there's underlying issues within you or the relationship, a move is not going to fix that, right? So I think communication and understanding why we're doing this are two main aspects.
Definitely. Not an easy question to answer, Jessica.
Yeah. No, but I think this aspect of like, what are you running towards or what are you running away from is really important for both people to consider. And the person who is the puller, like you said, right, what are they pulling towards? And is that enough for both to kind of, you know, survive and live off of? And I don't just mean, you know, monetarily, also like, is that really worth it? And the second person involved also has to think about what would pull them, right? What would be interesting for them to actually want to make that move and go?
Exactly.
But you're right. Moving is not, you know, going to save your relationship or your marriage.
Definitely not. Yeah. Also, a good friend once said, who also made the move from Dominican Republic, like, wherever you go, there you are.
Yes.
I feel that is so powerful. You know, like, it doesn't matter if I would have stayed in Guate or here, I'm still me. And that could be a positive or a negative sometimes, you know?
Absolutely. Yvonne, how have you experienced Jen's entire immigration process and decision also to stay in Germany over the last couple of years?
With pure admiration. To be honest, I Jen always says about me, but it goes vice versa. It's Jen is like the pure inspiration for everything, because also at the time when we met, I was just finding my footing in Germany. And to be honest, my friends and family around me thought I would stay a year and then I would go wander out to the world again. Well, 11 years later, I'm still in the same city. And I would say a huge aspect of that is Jen also, funnily enough, because she's not German, right? But again, the way that the integration happened in terms of culture and in terms of I just go out and be who I am and take one step at a time and have one goal at a time and just really go with the flow in that sense. Also what the immigration, like the timeline before the new law passed was, you know, like after 5 years, I got my permanent residency. After 7 years, in our case, I can get my citizenship. I do this, I do that. Everything was calm and without panic or stress, really. So I found it very peaceful and non-problematic, to be honest.
And what is, let's say, the number one thing you've done to support her in her being here in Germany, building her career in Germany, and just adapting to living here for the rest of her life, right?
Jen contributes the change in a career to coding, like that I was the spark, that I gave her the belief in that. So I'd say that was definitely one of the main aspect that also changed not only her career, but also this re-spark, this I can do something that is of value and that people want me for. So that's definitely one aspect. But then in general, really just opening the door to the culture, introducing her to my family and helping them also sometimes maybe shift their perspective of how things can be from another viewpoint. I would say that is ongoing, because every day there are still things, even after 12 years, that you might have not experienced yet, or a new saying, because, you know, the Germans love their idioms and their sayings that pop up. So it's an ongoing thing, and it's really a culture of understanding, perspective, and you got this.
One last question for you, Yvonne. I'm wondering, you know, as the German partner involved in this international relationship, to what extent the German partner should be helping out with the job search and career decisions, if at all?
Yeah, I'm not sure if I like the word should in there. So obviously, the way that I believe a partnership should work, that one is always stronger as a team. And the question is just, again, based on communication, how much support in terms of not just mentally and physical, in terms of, you know, you got this, believe in yourself, I believe in you and whatever, but how much in the physicality of actually going online and looking is wanted, because it's very easy to also overstep. So I think, again, one needs to determine or get to know each other a little bit more and say like, hey, I've got my strength in, let's say, research. You've got your strength in analysis. Let's divide and conquer. I think there is no one right way. I believe everyone needs to find their way. And in terms of jobs, I've never helped you find it. I think we've prepared together in terms of maybe practice interviews, or I took pictures of you for your CV, things like that. But in terms of looking for the job ad per se, I was never involved.
That is true. I would say because I was very clear on what I wanted. Yeah. And I didn't need your help in that aspect. But I think it had, like what you said, I think it's very important to talk and say, how much help do you want? Because like you said, it's also easy to overstep and just like take control and do everything for you. And I think there should be a balance in that as well.
Absolutely. What would be your main pieces of advice to bicultural couples for navigating life and career decisions in Germany?
So I would say, to summarize, we definitely touched on communicating. Well, first, I think number one is to understand for oneself, for one person, what do you want and what do you need? I think that's super important, right? And then to communicate that with each other and see what we can give to each other that fulfills that, right? Because also I feel like in relationships, maybe there's a need that maybe the other person cannot fully fulfill, you know? I hope that makes sense.
Yeah, but not only in the relationship, but I would also say when it comes to the decision of moving to Germany, I like what you said in terms of what is it that I want and need individually, for both to communicate that like boldly and confidently, and then to really sit down and say, okay, because maybe those wants and needs are different from each other. Is Germany a country that can open the door to both those wants and needs? Because Germany is also by far not for everyone, like
definitely.
Absolutely not, right? But I think one needs to be clear on, again, why do we want to move? What is it that we see ourselves like a year from now? What kind of life do we see ourselves living? Is there a chance that it can be fulfilled for both? And what is the timeline?
Definitely another one that I think you mentioned, Jessica, and it was super important, is to make a decision to, once you've communicated, to decide on something, but like actively decide on it. Because a lot of the times I think like we just talk about it and we don't make decisions.
Well, and decide then, and take action.
And then thirdly, to take action. And I would say those three things definitely. And I know I said like I'm the biggest German fangirl, and I am, but I also recognize that it's not an easy process. It hasn't been all sunshines and rainbows for me as well. There's been days or, you know, like months where I'm like, oh my God, winter is so long. Like, why? Why? But then there's Stollenkonfekt.
Just why?
Why? Why is it so long? But then there's delicious German Christmas food, for example, that I love. And then that brings my mood up. So it's obviously not an easy ride, but like we mentioned, maybe another tip of that is to determine your needs, but also your why you want to move to Germany. Make a decision, take action.
Yeah, for sure. And it helps you then to also look back and reflect on your why.
Exactly.
Perfect. Thank you both for being here today. This has been just a dynamic, fun conversation. And I'm sure that people are going to love listening to all of the advice that you give to everyone who's in a binational or international relationship and also who's not.
Yeah. Or who those who play Gaelic football as well, you know.
Or that.
Thank you so much for having us. Really, definitely a big pleasure to be here. And there I can speak for the both of us because we talked how excited we were to be here.
Absolutely, yes. Thank you very much. It's been a joy.
So Jen and Yvonne already shared their top three tips for bicultural couples. To summarize, our first tip from today's episode is find out individually what you want and what you need. Then communicate that with your partner openly and honestly. And finally, actively decide what you want to do and take action. Thank you for listening. For more information, please make sure to check out the show notes. If you enjoyed this episode, we'd love for you to leave a review on your favorite podcast platform and follow the show. If you have any feedback, questions, or suggestions for future episode topics, please feel free to leave us a comment or write us via the online feedback form, which we also will link to in the show notes. Thanks for listening.
So my favorite German saying is, "Et het noch immer jo die Jange," which is Kölsch. It's from Cologne, which is, I mean, I grew up in Bonn, so it's kind of like the same area. And it pretty much translates into things always work out.
Inside Deutschland, your guide to careers in Germany, is a podcast brought to you by the Alumni Portal Deutschland. I am your host, Jessica Schuler. Sound design, music, and production, Stefan Stark and Arne Bergner for the Apparat Multimedia GmbH. Editing and production, Jessica Schuler, Amelie Baerbott, Charlotte Detich, and Leone Klüssendorf for the Apparat Multimedia GmbH.